I had thought that salmon fishing in the Yemen was related, however lightly, to a true story. But its credit lines make only the statement that it is fiction and any resemblance to people living or dead is purely coincidental. This is important because its premise, a Muslim oil sheik wanting to spend tens of millions of dollars to introduce salmon fishing into his desert country, is on the one hand so preposterous and on the other hand so personal and socially insignificant that it is only suitable for comedy. And it isn't treated quite lightly enough, especially when the element of violent opposition is introduced. The best attraction is Emily Blunt as a government agent who is amused by the whole idea but persuaded that the project is possible and are insistently teasing Ewan McGregor, the expert on salmon, that it should be tried. She is wonderfully appealing and never pushy and deals strictly with facts that McGregor, in his stubborn skepticism, overlooks. McGregor is enjoyably frustrated by her insistence on the facts and more than just physically attracted by a woman who meets him on his own scientific ground. The sheik himself, played by Amr Waqed, is apolitical but has ambitions for his peculiar project that perhaps should have gotten more emphasis. Blunt has a boyfriend who should surely have gotten less. More relevant obstacles to Blunt and McGregor's relationship were available. The main trouble with salmon fishing in the Yemen is the introduction of quite serious matters into a situation so dramatically fragile that it can't support serious thought or feeling. This is light fantasy stuff. Maybe Kristen Scott Thomas's role as an ambitious journalist who sees headline opportunities should have been built up with a touch of satire. But just as it is, salmon fishing is still pretty good fun. Jim Erickson, over and out.